Chapter 2. Where the Long Line Begins. The Lawgiver, Moses. Genesis. Standing squarely at the head of this long line of godly men, those who have faithfully taught the doctrines of grace, is the first author of Scripture, Israel's first great leader and lawgiver, Moses. This one-time prince of Egypt became Israel's first prophet, and in so doing, became the lead standard-bearer for the banner of truth of God's sovereign grace. To be sure, the message of the sovereignty of God's grace did not originate with Moses. Such a lofty, God-entranced theology could never have arisen from within the depths of a sinful man. Neither could such a transcendent worldview have emerged from the decadent culture of Egypt in which Moses was raised. To the contrary, this supreme truth of God's unrivaled supremacy had to have been supernaturally revealed to him from above. A message so God-exalting could have come only from God himself. God made known to Israel's first prophet the truths of his majestic sovereignty, especially in matters of divine grace. As the first author of Scripture, Moses laid the first stones in the biblical foundation of sovereign grace. Over time, these cornerstones of divine sovereignty, recorded in Genesis through Deuteronomy, would be built upon by the rest of the Old Testament, in the books of Joshua through Malachi, and then by the New Testament, Matthew through Revelation. Through the teaching of Israel's kings and prophets, then of the Lord Jesus Christ himself, and climactically of his apostles, the doctrinal truths of God's saving grace would be more fully developed. But these truths were taught in their most basic form in the opening pages of the Pentateuch by Israel's lawgiver, Moses. This gradual unfolding of biblical truth is called progressive revelation, a concept that recognizes the deliberate development and explanation of the truths taught early in the Scriptures. Such a continuous unveiling of truth was certainly operative in the case of the doctrines of grace. What Moses taught in the first five books of the Bible, also known as the Law, simply laid the foundation that would be enlarged upon by the biblical authors who would follow. What a firm foundation God laid at the outset of Scripture through Moses. The design of this chapter is to survey the doctrinal truths of God's sovereignty and man's salvation.